There we have it. Hong Kong make history, their first ever international test win. And what a game it was. Japan were fantastic. Hong Kong were fantastic. There's going to be a jolly good piss up tonight.
Hello, welcome to League 852, this week's edition. We're joined by Big Jack Nielsen.
G'day, g'day.
And Corbin Gibson.
Hello, hello.
We are sitting underneath some beautiful trees outside St. John's Church. What do you guys think of the new surroundings?
We're atoning for sins.
Okay.
Corbin's atoning for sins. We're enjoying the tranquility.
What sort of sins do you have to atone for?
All kinds of sins. Went to the guest house the other night.
I have no idea what that is. But I think we should.
Went to Wang Chai and everything, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lot of sins to atone for.
Yeah, a lot of sins.
Okay. Good stuff.
Pretty exciting weekend of football here in Hong Kong. Boys, what do we think of the second round of the domestic league? We all had a game, we all played. Corbin, what did you think of the first game, the Warriors and the Broncos?
I thought it was very competitive, hard-hitting. Actually, I thought it was better comp than the States.
Really?
And everything like that.
What is your history, mate? I
started playing Union, and then I crossed over into League.
Oh, okay.
And everything like that, but coming over here, it's three times the comp over in the States. Like, really,
why is that common?
The body and the speed of y'all's boys,
like, right.
Playing standards and everything like that. Y'all's fitness and everything like that is like on a different scale of the boys over there. The boys over there couldn't keep up.
Me, for one, I didn't really know there was too much rugby league going on in the US. So are you able just to maybe give us a bit of an introduction about what the
US
rugby league scene is like?
I see some nice tattoos there. Who'd you play for?
Some nice tattoos.
He's naked, by the way. Can you put some pants on at least?
Yeah,
it's a church.
Stop staring at me. Yeah. I feel uncomfortable.
The white cheeks are really getting to me.
So I played in the South Conference and I played in the North Conference. It's been going on for about 5-6 years, semi-pro standards wise, but it's been playing for about 10 years. It is nowhere compared to y'all's standards, though. Y'all are a young league, and y'all are still outweighing. Y'all have no sponsors, literally, compared to what they have. So, I love coming over here and helping y'all out.
And what sort of players do you have over there? Do you have a lot of guys who come over from football?
We have a lot of NFL players that come over, and then we have a lot of imports, like Aussies that come over and everything like that. And mostly they come over, like I come over, for the holiday and everything like that. But it's like I said, it's nowhere near the talent. It's because, like, when the Aussies come over, they are the dominant factor and everything like that.
Yeah.
And me coming over here, I'm just a body. It's not I can be a dominant role. I'm just a body. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure how I would feel about running against some NFL players.
Good Lord, there'll be some specialists.
I mean, Jack, how do you mean you hold up against some NFL players?
I'd have a crack, but I'd probably definitely come off second best.
Yeah.
Definitely come off second best.
You also played in the game, Jack, one try against Broncos. What did you think?
I thought it was a really good game. I mean, I thought because Valley actually had a full team this time, they'll have to be competitive right to the end. It just shows when you've got two evenly matched teams, you're going to get a pretty good spectacle. Yeah. I mean, you were in that game as well, mate. What did you think?
Yeah, well, from a Broncos point of view, it was great to see it as having a full squad. so albeit that a lot of the squad hadn't played in a league before, so I think vast majority, I would say 8% of the guys, either didn't know about league or not played.
Mostly union boys.
Boys. Okay. And you could tell, in terms of the way they were playing, in terms of how they approached the contact area, in terms of the ruck area, the play the ball area, it was quite evident that a lot of them come from a union background and play union normally. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Certainly in the first half, we went toe-to-toe with the Warriors, who have quite a few more experienced players, like some Jason Yip, Tommy Wong, Gislaine, who played for Hong Kong, and the likes of Griff.
Lee Griffinson and Richard Langshear, who came on off the bench. They both play Premiership rugby, so they play a decent level of rugby here in Hong Kong. I think they scored 2 tries each.
Sort
of fell over the line, so they definitely made a difference.
Exactly. So, I guess we were missing kind of that, real top elite quality right at the top, and that's probably what was the difference in the end. But yeah, massively happy and proud of the boys, and everyone absolutely loved it. As you said, a few boys come from Macau, a few boys came down from China, and they just loved being able to run the ball wherever they wanted to without having to worry about, getting isolated and releasing the ball in the ground and all that sort of stuff. So they really enjoyed it. And you're right, in the third quarter, we lost control a little bit, coughed up the ball a few times, and that's what killed us in the end. But bloody very competitive game.
Very competitive. And Paul backed up for that second game as
well. Oh my God,
what
man.
Were your thoughts on the tour of this Storm game? What would you reckon?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I thought if I sat down, I wasn't going to get back up. No. Like I said, those boys, that's the strongest team in the comp. And honestly, like I said, those boys are going to be your backers of y'all's national team. Come the next qualifier for the World Cup, I think y'all are going to sit decent.
Our next game is the World Cup.
That's the qualifier. That's a qualifier. But I'm saying the next...
I don't know if there'll be an L time, but we just need a few more Tongans, I think.
Come next World Cup, if y'all don't seed, y'all at least will do some damage.
Some bold predictions.
Bold predictions. You heard it first from Corbin Gibson.
Robin American.
Feeling the pressure.
No pressure.
You're going to be in the next Old Kirk
playing against Taking our running of Andrew Fito. But we also can't run the game, and especially the first 2 rounds of the domestic league without the help of some really important people, our volunteers. And we got to catch up with Ben Wong, who refereed, who after playing the first game between the Broncos and the Warriors, then backed up and refereed the Tour versus Storm game. And here's what he had to say.
Both teams play really well, so they... both play a lot of attacking and the physique of both teams, the heart are all there. So unfortunately the game, obviously we've got injuries, so it was getting down on numbers.
Sure.
So yeah.
And are you looking forward to your next game that you're going to riff? Are you going to play another game before you riff or just riff?
I'm going to play and have some whiskey and chill.
Good man, well done, thank you sir.
So I got a little interview there with Ben, and again, Corbin, you did the same thing. Basically playing in one game and then basically playing or backing up for another one. Is it something that you should do? Is it something worth doing?
Like I said, I came to help grow y'all's league and everything like that. my back didn't like it.
Back
and body didn't like it, but I totally support it. If I had the body of you, JJ, I'd be running people down every day.
You would have been known that Corbin wants a dad bod. So if you need a dad bod, I can help you with that. A few beers and some donuts, and you'll be right. We also got to hear from Chris Pennington, and here's what she had to say about coming from a little place called Wigan.
I come from the UK, and I come from a town called Wigan, so I think most people on the planet know who Wigan Warriors Rugby League team is. I've kind of grown up with Wigan, going to watch. Fortunately, didn't get much chance to play because it wasn't available for female rugby, just wasn't played, you know, when I was younger. But absolutely love the game, and got such a massive fan base that you can't not really get involved in rugby if you live in the town. But when my son was seven, he played for a local rugby league team, and I needed a ref. So I guess he put the hand up, and I became a rugby league referee, and I did that till he was about 14, so about 7 years. Really enjoyed it, but then it gets a lot tougher then, you know, as they're going into an older age group. Parents are far more demanding, so I decided to hang my rugby whistle up. So, but absolutely love the sport. I think it's fantastic. And to get to see the girls play rugby league was absolutely brilliant. It was so good at the Nines competition. So yeah, I think it's just a great sport. It's action packed all the time. There's something happening all the time. So yeah, love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, Wigan. Wow. Have you heard of Wigan, Corbin? Are you familiar with the town of Wigan?
I have no clue.
You're looking there going, what the hell?
I spent one night in a Premier Inn. So if you're a Brit, you'll know what a Premier Inn is. I spent one night in a Premier Inn in Wigan.
Did they give you a happy ending?
not that sort of inn, I'm afraid. But yeah, it was a very interesting evening that I had there in Wigan.
Awesome.
Oh, so was it interesting?
I was 17 and on the school rugby team.
Oh, okay.
Obviously. He was slightly 17. Different from...
So he was right there at the legal age.
Slightly different from your experiences in various inns in Hong Kong, Corbin. But there you go.
We also caught up with Jason Fairley, who gave us a bit of a rundown of the recent State of Origin. Over the weekend, and also the international roundup. Here's what Jason had to report back.
Yeah, just talking about the rep round in Australia. Last week we went to Rulabula in Central and Kwai Fong to watch it. A really big crowd turned up to watch the game. It was the second game of the State of Origin. Really fantastic game. Both teams played a very expansive game of football. It was probably one of the best Origins I've seen in a long time. New South Wales just got the better of them. I think they just, in the key moments, they won the game. I think with the retirement of Cooper Cronk, Cameron Smith and Jonathan Thurston, that's a wealth of experience that's lost for Queensland. And I think it really showed in the last 10 minutes of the game where James Roberts got sent to the sin bin for a professional foul. That's when Queensland really should have stepped up. But considering they've lost those three experienced players, they just couldn't get over the line, and they kicked the ball out in the dead ball on the third tackle. A few other silly mistakes they made in that 10 minutes has really cost them. But I think they'll bounce back really well. I'm guessing they'll make a few changes for game three, maybe bring in DCE or retire a couple of second rowers that are getting a little bit older, bring in Joe Offeningowie from the Broncos and retire one of the left second rowers, I can't remember his name at the moment, from North Queensland, Gavin Cooper, that's the one. He's about 34 now, so start changing of the guard with what happens when you win 12 series in a row. All the greats retire and you just have to bring in the new team. So they'll be competitive again in game three at Suncorp Stadium. With regards to the women's State of Origin, that was held on the Friday night at North Sydney Oval. It's the first game for the year. That was a sensational game. New South Wales won 16-10. They scored in the last sort of 5 to 6 minutes, New South Wales, to win the game. There was a big crowd there. It was around 7,000 for the women's team. It was televised on Fox and Channel 9. So there's major backing for the women's team. Also, they're having their first ever competition at the back end of the season. I think there's four teams, one from the New Zealand Warriors, St. George Dragons, I think Brisbane Broncos, and maybe Melbourne Storm. I'm not too sure, but I think they're playing an eight-week competition before the NRL games, which is fantastic. It's a good way to see some great rugby league played by the women. Regarding the other representative rounds, great England played New Zealand over in Denver at Mile High Stadium, which was a great success. I think there was 20,000 people there to watch the game. New Zealand started off very well, leading by 12 points to nil. But I think with the altitude and the heat, I think it was around 32 degrees, it really just took it out of the players. And the England team that's been together for the last 3 or 4 years under Wayne Bennett just played percentage football, no mistakes, and really come home well in the second half and won, I think, 34-18. The two other games that were played for the rep round in Australia were Papua New Guinea versus Fiji. That was played at Campbelltown Sports Ground in New South Wales. That was a really good game. The Papua New Guineans' first test match win against Fiji. You can see they're a very, very strong developing nation. A lot of their players now play in the NRL or the next tier down in the Intrust Super Premiership in Queensland with the PNG Hunters. And with all the training, the weights and good coaches, you can see Papua New Guinea developing into a real powerhouse. Fiji just weren't in the same league that night. Papua New Guinean guys just wanted it a little bit more. With the other game, it was played also at Campbelltown Stadium in front of about 18,000 people, was Tonga versus Samoa, which was a fantastic game. Tonga, with the inclusion of Jason Taumalolo and Andrew Fifita, a fantastic side to watch. Really bring a lot of energy and enthusiasm to the game. Big runs, big hits, and just outclassed Samoa. Samoa came back at the end, but I think Tonga scored about 38 unanswered points, so I think they took the foot off the gas a little bit towards the end of the game. But we're looking at Tonga playing Australia at the end of the year. Mal Meninga's trying to organise a test match, which should be fantastic to see. I think Tonga really give a good show against Australia, especially with a lot of the Australians now. They're really good players have retired, so it's going to be a fantastic test match if it gets ahead.
So that was quite interesting. Women's Origin.
Yeah.
You know, it's how long has the game been going in Australia, and now they're just getting the women's state of origin. And here we are in Hong Kong, only a couple of years in order to get our own origin going. I mean, that was pretty interesting from Chase.
Yeah, for sure. I think that in terms of timing, I mean, in general, women's sports is having a real sort of uplift. We're seeing a lot of leagues and teams around the world being professionalised, and that's kind of where we want to be ultimately, isn't it? In Hong Kong, to have a women's, not only a thriving women's domestic team, but also a thriving women's national team in rugby league. And to see the girls, the ladies at State of Origin Australia playing some, I mean, absolutely awesome rugby. It was wonderful to see, and gives us something really to look up to, I think, in Hong Kong.
Now, Corbin, the Kiwis played, or lost, went down to the
I don't even get me started on I don't even want to talk about that, man. You're talking about the game in the States. That was the slap in the face to all leaguers.
Denver.
Yeah, that was a slap in the face all leaguers. It's because league is played on the East Coast. Okay. Denver is the hub of rugby union.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, like, where they played that game is, like, where union is held.
Okay.
So, like, where they played that game is where the union is held. Like, where the national team trains and everything
that. Right.
So, they held that game away from all the boys that train, play for the USA team. So that was a slap in the face. Like, I respect England and the Aussies coming out for that game and everything like that. But that was a slap in the face for all the guys that play league.
Where would you have the game?
I'd have had it in D.C. In New York or something like that.
Like one of those NFLs?
You could have had them anywhere on the East Coast, but the league is only played on the East Coast. So why did you have it in Colorado?
Controversial.
Two time zones away from where league is held.
Money grab, maybe? Money grab? I don't know.
It could have been all about money too. So
yeah. So we're obviously leading into round three of the domestic league. Some big games coming up this week. Boy, well, we've got a Bronco here, Captain Fantastic himself. Are you boys looking for the game against the Orianna Storm this week?
We are a little light on numbers this week. I think the long weekend is taking its toll on our squad. I think a lot of guys are on holiday.
Oh, was it a holiday?
A lot of guys in, going away. I think a few boys are going to Thailand. I mentioned Thailand. We got quite a fun video from some friends in Thailand, didn't we, JJ, today?
Oh, we did. I think someone's reliving his youth.
An unnamed member of the Hong Kong Rugby League team.
Who's good at chopping things.
He's very good at chopping things.
Yeah. Chopping beers.
Chopping beers.
Chopping legs.
Chopping blokes.
Chopping blokes. Maybe ladyboys, I don't know.
We'll
find out next time he's on the broadcast.
He's having a good time in Thailand. But yeah, I mean, he also found a, oddly enough, another member of the Hong Kong Rugby League team.
Funny, though.
Floating around in Thailand.
You've been to Thailand?
No.
No? Where did you go for your... where did you go for the residence tour you managed to
stay So they picked me up. I was like a poor beggar on the streets of Manila. They picked me up.
Okay.
That's where Hong Kong picked me up.
Who was responsible for getting
Jack,
you involved?
Jack
Mueller. Wow.
Jack was the poor bastard that got me.
Jack Mueller.
Hello, Jack.
Jack, you're responsible for the sight that I can see right now. I'll be paying you a visit soon.
The dad bod's coming together.
Jack and Lawrence.
Even worse. Now that you mentioned Tuck, that's even worse.
That guy.
Again, getting back to sort of round three. You guys are short. The Warriors, we are short. We've got a big game against the old Pacific Tour this weekend. I think it'd probably be a good idea if we all sort of combined forces and sort of took them on. What do we reckon?
An All-Stars game?
Otherwise you're going to have, a handful of players here, a handful of players there. And again, great job to Hogan and Tavita Taniello and the rest of the boys there for... They train, they're very organised, but the reality is for the other three teams in this comp right now, with all the different stuff that's going on and obviously with the different squads, other teams are struggling for numbers. Yeah. So I think to have some sort of competitive game this week might have to be an option.
Saying. It comes down to like practices and showing up and everything. It's just commitment. You know, that way I say, another 2 years, y'all be there.
If this was the rugby season, then you'd see that sort of level of commitment for sure. But because it's league and it's the off season, it's the summer, people, have other stuff going on. Yeah. But definitely, I think in regards to this week, it should be an interesting. There should be interesting clashes, or it should be an interesting clash. Because I think realistically, that's what's going to happen.
Are we going to stream it this week?
We will be streaming it again. I won't be there, unfortunately, but you'll get another voice to sort of commentate you through the games.
Is that a call to arms, Jack?
It's a call to arms. I mean, if someone would like to come down and be the voice of Hong Kong Rugby League this weekend, feel free. As long as your English is one of your languages. It's not my first language,
Like this guy and this guy.
How many languages do you speak, Jack?
Four.
Four.
I speak a couple of languages.
Wow.
So I have
been prudent.
And your hand doesn't count.
I'm not too sure what that means. It must be an Americanism. You can explain that to me later. I speak Samoan, Māori, obviously English.
What you're speaking right now?
Well, this is... this is my and a handful of Cantonese phrases, which I'm learning. So, and the odd Japanese phrase. And Papua New Guinea.
Oh, really?
Again, phrases.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, not really.
No. He can find the bathroom.
That's great. So, well, we've had a quick look at round three. I think it's a good time to look at some fan questions. So, the first one I have here from a Jong Ng in Sham Shui Po, came down to watch the Japan game last year in King's Park and fell in love with league in Hong Kong immediately.
Yes.
His question is, do we have any weird pre-match rituals or meals that we like to undergo?
Interesting. For people that know me, I used to eat a can of baked beans.
That is.
You know, small.
Wow. Lines. Pork and beans?
No, just baked beans. Yeah, I eat pork and beans. But, yeah, but basically, pork and beans.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I used to have like a Heinz, just a small can.
Wow.
I downed one of those. And it was definitely helpful in scrums.
Yeah.
So
it would clear them out.
I mean, I don't know if that's weird. I mean, it's carbohydrates, it's probably high sugar, but that seemed to get me through games.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he's so fat.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, dad bod.
That's why you maintain the dad bod, right? Corbin, what about you, man? Is there anything you do before a game that is ritualistic?
Not really.
Sacrifice any animals? What do you
do? No
items of clothing you always wear?
No.
Interesting.
As long as we can keep it between the lines, it's all good.
All right.
Not sure how much between the lines you can be.
What about you, Ringo? What's a ritual or a food you like to sort
of? I don't have any particular rituals or foods, but I do enjoy getting to the ground early if it's a big game.
Yes.
Have a little walk around. I'm just thinking, for example, for
have
Japan.
A good wank.
Yeah, no, not sure that's quite, the vibe I'm going for before a game.
Oh, so some
I'm surrounded by 26 sweaty blokes.
Some people, probably before you get to the ground.
He's like, look into my eyes.
I can see why the game's developing the way it is in America. If you're anything to go by, yeah, it's interesting.
Just have a little walk around, compose my thoughts, get out nice and early.
Mm.
But that's about it, really. Okay. Nothing too particular.
No, that sounds pretty well. If people do have their own sort of rituals that they like to go through before a game, feel free to let us know, drop us a message. We've got another question here from Donnie. Is it Donnie Lau?
Yeah, Donnie Lau
asks, are there any past or present footballers, this is Football World Cup, I guess. World Cup fever.
Ripping Hong Kong.
Any footballers that you identify with or would like to be like? I haven't played football for a few years, but Ringo, maybe this is one for you to start with. What do you reckon, mate?
I grew up with the likes of Messi and Xavi and Iniesta dominating sort of European football and then world football with Spain, Xavi and Iniesta in particular. So, I mean, I would like to think if I was a footballer and kind of the way I play rugby, I would like to think I'm Iniesta, but I'm afraid in reality I'd be probably just some League Two footballer in the UK, sort of imitating Iniesta.
Sure.
Maybe playing for Cambridge United. I don't know why Cambridge, but it just came into my head.
Interesting.
What about you, Jeff?
Well, I used to play goalie when I was at school.
Is that right?
And I was only goalie because I was the fattest kid on the team. So literally, I'd just stand in the goal and go,
it's a roly-poly-ollie.
Pretty much. I'd try and get the ball past me or come out of the goal and tackle people like I do now. But since we've got Corbin here, Corbin, what's the name of the solo? She's the female goalkeeper for the US. I don't know if she's still, the current goalkeeper?
I don't know, man. I played
you're
hockey.
Useless. Why don't we bring you on to the
I played hockey youth. I played
field hockey or ice hockey?
No, ice hockey. I played minor league hockey. So,
talented.
We've got a goon in the studio today.
So, like, I never played soccer. I could never get into soccer or basketball. It's because there was no contacts and everybody made a scene getting hurt.
Right.
So, if I can't carry on, there's a good damn reason I can't carry on. You know.
Well, there you go. There you go. Oh,
so
I've got one in my head for you, Jack. Actually.
Oh, okay. Well, in your head, I hope.
In my head. Right? Yeah. Just in my mind.
Okay.
I reckon you're a bit of a Diego Costa. If you were in my team.
Oh, yeah.
I had to sort of stick you up front and bully some defenders.
I'll have to Google who that is, and I'll find out, and I'll watch a few clips.
A googly. He's got a googly for you.
We'll have a few beers over it. Okay. Costa. Okay, I like it. Where's he from? Costa Rica.
Spain.
Oh, okay. Just
two different continents.
Yeah. Who's still in the World Cup? What stage of the World Cup are we at now?
I think they're fixing to get into the 16th. It's knockout round. I think it's knockout.
So it's fine.
Germany lost, man. I saw that, man. Yeah.
You're expouting your extensive football knowledge.
You do know a bit, man.
The Germans lost.
The Germans
soccer. Go soccer.
I've been watching the cup. And it's a Cinderella run, is what the cup's going to be this year.
Good,
I think. Yeah, I think this year's going to be a Cinderella run.
It's very hard in the World Cup to have a Cinderella story.
It is, but all the major teams, probably Portugal or Spain, might have a good run. But other than that, I really believe it's going to be a Cinderella run.
Look at this guy. I don't know anything about soccer.
I don't know shit about football, but here I am.
The Portugal and Spain are going to get into the final.
Exactly.
Fight it out.
Righto. Well, I guess that sort of brings us to the end of our podcast today. I'd like to thank our guest, Corbin Gibson, all the way from Atlanta. Corbin, will we see you on the pitch this week?
I don't know, man. Where is it at?
Where it was last week.
Last week. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
10 minutes
same
from
place,
your house.
Same time.
Same bad channel, same bad time. Right. And Ringo, will we see you on the pitch this week?
I'm afraid I'm out this week. I had picked up a bit of a recurring knock that I picked up in Japan. And then kind of did it again on Saturday.
He's going to be masturbating the whole time.
Lowering the tone as usual.
Not sure I'll be doing that, but we'll see what we do.
We'll catch up with you guys next week. Thanks again for coming.
Come on, man. That's disgraceful. That's disgraceful. You're talking about his f***ing head. That's ridiculous. No.